News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Attempts to end the government shutdown failing again today in the Senate. 750,000 federal workers are furloughed. Essential employees are working without pay. Vice President J.D. Vance at today's White House briefing blaming Democrats for the shutdown and threatening layoffs could be next.
If this thing drags on for another few days or, God forbid, another few weeks, we are going to have to lay people off. We're going to have to save money in some places so that essential services don't get turned off in other places. That is the reality of the government shutdown.
Democrats say they're fighting for health care benefits, including Medicaid. German police say they've conducted a security sweep at the Oktoberfest fairgrounds in Munich after an earlier bomb threat nearby the famed festival. It's since been reopened. Police say the suspect was located, and it appears he took his own life. Word today that Jane Goodall has died. The institute in her name announcing the famed primatologist and anthropologist passed away. Goodall is credited with dramatic changes in research of chimpanzees. She was 91. This is ABC News.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Three people died in a fiery crash Saturday morning. Around 10:35, the Sauk County Communications Center received a call for a single-vehicle traffic accident on Coon Bluff Road, just north of County Highway P in Dolona Township. Preliminary reports indicated that a vehicle was northbound on Coon Bluff Road at a high rate of speed, lost control, and entered a wooded area. The vehicle immediately started on fire. During the investigation, it was discovered there were three occupants in the vehicle. All three subjects sustained fatal injuries. Names of the deceased are being withheld at this time. Wisconsin students got a very special history lesson on Monday at Madison's Forest Hill Cemetery. Wisconsin Veterans Museum Education Director Eric Wright says the Talking Spirits Tour brought four living history actors to help educate students on the lives of soldiers during and after World War II. Wright says bringing in the actors to share these stories is much more impactful than simply reading facts at a grave marker. Some of the stops on the tour include a Madison doctor who survived the Battle of Buffalo Wallow in the Philippines during the Pacific Campaign, and a Fond du Lac soldier who was rescued from a German POW camp. Battery charges have been upgraded to homicide charges after the victim of an attack outside Camp Randall Stadium died. 33-year-old Keith Jones was arrested last weekend on initial charges of aggravated battery and robbery. Jones allegedly assaulted and seriously injured another person in the Southside parking lot early in the morning, September 20th. The victim in the attack died last week, and UW-Madison police have sent upgraded first-degree homicide charges to the Dane County District Attorney's Office. Jones is still in jail on a probation hold. The victim has not been identified. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers reevaluate. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers having their bye week. Now, after losing to the Browns last week, how are they reacting to Sunday night's game with the Cowboys ending in a tie? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Right now, it feels like kind of like a kick in the gut. It definitely feels more like a loss than anything else. I think what's disappointing is when you have opportunities to win games, which we had an opportunity in both games to win the game. And when you don't win the game, it's disappointing.
College football, following losses to Alabama and Maryland, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Michigan on Saturday. Luke Fickell.
We know we have to get better. There's a process to getting better. We have to see some of those steps to getting better, but there's no way of doing it if you can't stay together and you can't keep your mind going in a direction. I can always say positive, but going in a direction that gives us a chance to get better.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you Sally Flores, organizing director for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition?
So you're okay with undermining the will of the voter? Great. Just, do you see how terrible that sounds? And when I translate gerrymandering to Spanish, it just means manipulating election results. That's exactly what gerrymandering is. But in Spanish, the wow effect, oh my God, even in the U.S., manipulates election results. And I was like, yes. And they have a fancy word for it. They've covered it up with almost unimaginable word.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local civic media radio station.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the endless wheel of litigation. Which Trump-related case are we going to talk about? Jim Santel, friend, colleague, host of Amicus, a law review, joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. News from the center, WRCE.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is Wednesday, October 1st, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day.
Look at that. The camel got in the back of the truck and made it all the way up here to beautiful Shawano County. We are live on location today here in Shawano. It is a beautiful fall afternoon here, temperatures in the upper 70s, mostly a little bit overcast, guys, I guess, right now. We're on location on our end. We had our pre-recorded show yesterday. Dad had a little oral surgery. All is well, but up here for a couple of days, helping out my stepbrother, my stepmom, helping Dad recoup. And he's sitting right off stage in the wings right now in his chair as our on-site director. So that's a lot of fun. And we thought, well, why not come outside and back the old world headquarters at the intersection of State and Fairchild, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Zommers, how are things back home?
It's going well here. Nothing too crazy. You know, it's right. As always, it's a little weird having all the lights and everything off in the studio ahead of me, but.
Well, I only wish you were here, because if you've never been to Shawano County, it's a beautiful part of the state, about a half an hour drive now with the Highway 29 just west of Green Bay. So it's a beautiful, lots of lake, of course, during the season, as they say. Lots of the population goes up by several thousand for people recreating on the lake here in Shawano County. But we'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later. Also, hour number two. Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner is going to be along. Of course, he represents parts of the Green Bay area, not too far from here, as we mentioned. He's addressing, they're going to be talking about something. Doesn't matter whether you're in Shawano or Lake Wissota or River Falls or Richland Center, anywhere, Milwaukee. It seems like housing is on everybody's mind right now, the shortage thereof. And here's a guy, and this is one of the many reasons I think a lot of Representative Rivera-Wagner, here's a guy who doesn't just come out and witch and moan. He brings a solution. He has some legislation to address the housing shortage in Wisconsin, so he'll be here at 3:35 to discuss that. Our what's worse today, overhead lighting or lamps? We'll discuss that. And our green and gold text to win trivia contest, or not text to win contest. Be so glad this week is over. Coming up in hour two, so stay tuned to win fabulous cash and prizes if the price is right. But first, per our Wednesdays, every Wednesday, joining us from beautiful Lake Wissota, where I'm sure it's a beautiful fall day as well. He is the host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9 a.m., Mr. Patrick Jerome Kreitlow, and joining us from the Tony suburbs of our nation's capital, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trigvi Olson. morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Trigvi. Trigvi, look at this guy. Look at Todd. Look at the screen there. He's sitting in a beautiful backyard with some pumpkins. Yeah. I mean, it's set up. And then there's a full table, laptop. He's got the full radio gear there. Mm. Do you realize what you're seeing right there? You're seeing my future. When I go around the bend, they're just going to put me in the backyard and tell me that I'm doing a radio show. And I'm just going to talk to the trees and the birds. And I feel like we're looking ahead a few years at, you know, what this looks like. Todd will be one of my guests. We'll just sit there in the backyard and we'll talk out loud.
We're not really here. He's just imagining all of this. It's a simulation inside the Matrix.
I'll look forward. This is funny you bring that up, you guys, because this is serious. The British primatologist, anthropologist Jane Goodall, unfortunately passed away, but she lived a full life to 91 years old.
Uh-oh. Where did Todd go?
Well, there you go. I told
See?
You. The you
know
Matrix
what?
Has hit a glitch, Pat. Now it's just you and me, baby.
It could be, unless Mr. Zommers jumps in here. And
don't ask me to talk about Jane Goodall. I don't know who that is. Wasn't she on NFL Today in the 70s or something?
No. That's Jane. Oh, look, Todd's back.
That was hilarious. I don't know
with Brent Musburger. I think so.
That was somebody else. Jane Kennedy, who was on.
Oh, yeah. Jane Kennedy.
And I sometimes get Jane Goodall mixed up with Diane Fossey, the activist who was murdered. She worked with apes, whereas Jane Goodall worked with chimpanzees. And I sometimes get Diane Fossey mixed up with Bob Fossey, the choreographer.
I kind of feel like Diane Fossey. I work with apes, too.
Well, at least Todd gave us jazz hands on cue there. So, Todd, would you like to take your show back?
Yeah, I don't know. We're on the satellite. Everything's fine. Elon, shut it down for a second, but thank you. I always appreciate it. Yeah. All right, boys. Well, anyway, we're off to a flying start here on a Wednesday. Want to get into a little bit what's happening out in D.C. Let's set the table, then we'll get Pat and Trevi's comments on that. The federal government shut down this morning because Donald Trump and congressional leaders have not passed a bill to fund the government for another 7 weeks. Democrats are seeking a compromise that would save health insurance for millions of Americans. Republicans, of course, refusing to compromise. For years, Republicans have been dedicated to destroying Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act, or ACA. Republicans' recent one big bill cut off subsidies that make ACA health insurance plans affordable for millions of U.S. citizens. And that is, in a nutshell, why the government is shutting down. Pat Kreitlow, Trevi Olson. Pat, first you. Initial thoughts of where we're at right now, federal government-wise.
Well, first, in something that you probably wouldn't expect from me, I'm going to say something to mildly correct the record in favor of the Republican point of view on here.
All right.
They are not taking away the enhanced tax benefits under the Affordable Care Act. They are letting them expire. That was a four-year extension, I believe, that was put up during the Biden administration. A lot of folks figured that in 4 years, we'd see how important they are and then want to renew them. Republicans are refusing to renew them. That's what's going to lead to huge price hikes for everybody on the exchanges. And frankly, it'll trickle down to everybody else. So while they're not cutting it, they're certainly not seeing the benefit of it. And their constituents are going to give them an earful about that and about the cuts to Medicaid. I'll say again, Republicans don't have the votes to pass something on their own. They can't agree amongst themselves. They're dysfunctional. They need Democratic votes. And so the easiest thing for them to do would be to say, you know what, we will go back and extend those Affordable Care Act tax benefits for a year or 2 years and then just be done with it. But they don't want to do it.
Important correction. I appreciate that, Pat. Trigvi, how about it? You're a guy who worked for people like John McCain, knew how to get things through Capitol Hill out there in D.C. To Pat's point, did Democrats mess up on the messaging? Are Republicans doing any better? First, on the Democratic side, would have been better for Democrats to just say, okay, we'll give you a continuing resolution for now for another month or two, but this is it, And we're not going to pass anything else unless these tax benefits for healthcare are extended beyond the end of the calendar year. And if you have a bad Christmas, it's Trump who's the Grinch, not us. And on the Republican side, why are they making this about a flat out lie? They're trying to say that they're holding this up because they don't want, quote unquote, illegals, i.e. undocumented persons, to receive health care benefits when it is the law currently that they cannot. What's up with the messaging on this and the strategy out in the nation's capital?
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty clear both sides are trying to pander and position with their base, and the middle is sort of stuck with no government functioning at the moment. I think it's more of an indictment on where both sides are and how afraid, well, I guess on the Republican side, they're owned by their base, the mega base. But on the left, you know, Schumer stepped in last time with the continuing resolution. I think the far left, you know, he probably drew himself a primary challenge from AOC. I just think, I mean, again, it gets to how dysfunctional we've become as a nation, that, you know, there's no budget, there's no, you know, there's constantly continuing resolutions. Let's keep the government open for seven more weeks, you know. It's just
there's an important part of the timing, though, that I want to make sure is inserted there when people go, well, Democrats, you know, they went for the continuing resolution in March. Why don't they just do it again? There's something happened in between March and now. And that was the big bloated boondoggle that makes $1 trillion in cuts to Medicaid. So when you ask, well, why don't Democrats just say, OK, we'll do another continuing resolution and we'll work this out in a month or two. A, there is no trust that Republicans will take it up. They won't. And B, you got to do this now because the open enrollment period begins around November 1st. And nobody knows if there's going to be these big hikes or not. So this is the time to force the issue and to make it happen. And so as long as Republicans want to continue to try to both sides this rather than, you know, take ownership of the cuts, the healthcare cuts that they've made, this is going to go on for a while.
Yeah, I
Pat,
think so
that's
too.
The first that you're the first person, the first place anywhere that I've heard what you just said about the open enrollment period, which, you know, I've been trying to follow all this last 40 hours. You're 100% right. I never thought of that, and I haven't heard it anywhere else. So why is it the Democrats don't get up in front and say just exactly what you said? That's the most salient point out there.
Trigvi, I don't know. Help us.
Because a lot of the Democrats aren't like Pat. I don't
know. Ooh, okay.
Certainly the ones in Congress. Mm-hmm. There you go. I know how we could change that, Pat. There's an open seat somewhere near you.
Yes, which we
might even be yours.
I will again take credit that this morning on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News, Fred Clark made his announcement, the former assembly rep, that he is running for Congress in the 7th Congressional District. So breaking a little news over here on Civic Media.
I appreciate you bringing that up, Pat. I
want to break some news here on the Todd Elba show, Pat?
No. Sure? Todd, you were saying.
No, I was just going to say, I got to know former Representative Clark when he was in the legislature, when my former boss, Dale Schultz, was in the legislature. Really great guy. Really great person. Mm-hmm. And is someone who cares about the stewardship of conservation in this state, understands forestry better than, you know, as well as anyone else. And I think, you know, as much as I'd love to see Pat run, I think that Fred Clark is a great candidate.
I think he's going to be a very good candidate on the Democratic side. We'll see if it's Mary Falskowski, or I know there's a couple of other people that have announced as well. So there's plenty of time between now and August. But I was very happy to see Fred Clark run. For folks that don't know and go, wait, wasn't he represented the Baraboo area? Yes, he did for a time, but then now he's relocated up to the Ashland-Bayfield area. He's been there for a number of years now and is running in the 7th District. So that's a nice development there. Because again, if it means one less person like a Tom Tiffany who will have absolutely no oversight of the president, no guardrails, nothing like that, then yeah, let's put that seat in some different hands.
Absolutely. And congrats on Pat for breaking that news. And what a get up there, man. That's why you got to listen and get up in the morning and listen to your morning to Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9. We're going to come back and talk more with the aforementioned Mr. Kreitlow and also Trigvi Olsen from Washington, D.C. Going to talk about what's next in the Wisconsin governor's race. Why is it that people decide to get in even when they're hypocrites? Do they think it's not going to be outed in this day and age? We'll ask that to Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen and more. Don't go anywhere. We're live from Shawnee, Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit clearybuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Run, Pat, run. Run, Pat, run. Run, Pat, run. Troy from Mount Horeb.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Dahmer is playing a message off of the old phone line. That's right. You can call and leave messages now to us on the Civic Media app. Download it on your Apple or Android device. We are here live on location in beautiful Shawnee, Wisconsin, joining us as per usual on a Wednesday from our nation's capital. Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, and from beautiful Lake Wissota, where it's equally as nice, autumn day. Mr. Pat Kreitlow, you can hear him every morning from 6 until 9 across select stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. And as David Letterman likes to say, I hope one of your stations has been selected.
It's very easy on this app to leave a voice note. You hit the voice note thing. You just got to tap it and go... let's see. Oh, you have to let it use the thing. No, Troy, no. No, Troy, no. No, Troy, no. There we go. Okay. All right.
Yeah, normally we just get crank calls on our show on the app. Let's turn to the governor's race, gentlemen.
Troy, no. No, Troy, no.
Well, look at that. It came through immediately.
Wow. Came through immediately. All right. Very good.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, let's go to the governor's race, guys, of the state of Wisconsin. Changes, Bill Berrien, Republican, dropped out last week after the reporting of Dan Bice in the Journal Sentinel, which found out, and look, I've said this before, whatever people want to do in their private lives, as long as it's legal and consensual, hey, that live and let live, baby. But the problem is, and it always seems to happen more likely on the Republican side, when you get these guys that want to run to the right on family values like Bill Berrien, and then it turns out he's participating, in this case, some very adult content following transgender porn stars and this sort of thing on social media platforms. And so he decides to get out. You have Tom Tiffany of the 7th Congressional District, who is now in. It's essentially a two-person race between Tiffany and Josh Shulman on the Republican side. And then on the Democratic side, you have former WEDIC secretary, director, whatever they call her these days, Missy Hughes in. And when Luke Mathers told me about this, the first thing I said was, who? Because I that's the problem I have with some of the people in this administration, in the Evers administration. They don't sell themselves enough. And I forgot who she was, but she seems like a strong candidate. Trigg, me first to you. What's up, particularly on people from our former party thinking they can run as hypocrites and not get outed?
You know, I don't know that it has anything to do with political identification, although there's lots of hypocrites certainly within that world, because that's what happens when you have to pay, you know, fidelity to somebody who's got a different set of values probably than you do, but you need to go along. You know, I just think it's human nature, right? Like, I mean, cognitive dissonance is a real thing, Todd. I don't know if you figured that out, but it's a real thing. And I also think, you know, in some of these cases, you get people who haven't run for office and they don't understand that we live in an age where anything you've done is likely to come out. And particularly the younger you are, because you've lived your life with people walking around with cameras in their pockets.
Yeah. No, very true. Pat, on the Democratic side, look, I think the bona fides, as they say, her resume, Missy Hughes, very qualified, and I thought she came out with a strong video. We played the first minute of it a couple days ago, like we did for everybody else who's come out. But again, I just think Democrats, particularly Evers administration, they don't sell themselves enough.
Well, and that's exactly why she's starting as early as she does. She has until August of next year to try to make voters in the Democratic primary see her as, you know, the choice that will understand how to create jobs, is not a politician, you know, as you know, in politics as usual. Maybe people are looking for somebody who's never been in the legislature and thrown all those verbal, you know, grenades all the time. And if she can carve that lane for herself, now, then maybe she's got enough time to build that kind of a following. But you're now asking people who already know about Kelda Royce, who already know Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, already know David Crawley or Fran Hong, to give her a look. And like I said, I mean, that's with who knows who else is going to be getting in this race before all is said and done. So she's got the accomplishments, yes, but she's got a lot of work to do between now and August to get her name ID up and for people to go, yeah, she would be the one, the non-traditional choice that I think we need.
Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Tom McFarland, Tom listening to WMDX out of Madison. Tom, if you can make it quick, please add a comment or a question on the government shutdown in D.C. Tom, are you there? Anybody?
We must have lost Tom, but we do have Troy in Mount Horeb calling about the gubernatorial race.
Troy, Mount Horeb. Troy, what do you got for us, my friend? Quickly.
Hello.
Hey, Troy.
Hello. Hey, can you hear me now?
Yep.
All right. I won't bother you again, Pat, but I have a quick question. So in 2016, the Republican presidential primary had a bunch of candidates and one lunatic, and we ended up with the one lunatic. Are we getting to the point with it in the Democratic primary where we've got five normal candidates and two out there candidates, and we got to be worried about one of them two getting in?
Who are the out ones? Who are the oddballs?
Sternad and Halsey. I would say.
No, I don't think either one has. I mean, Donald Trump had recognition, an oddball, but recognition, and the other two simply do not. They do not have time to build that kind of a base. So, no, I think at this point, if I had to bet a quarter on it, it'll be somebody who's already in the race. But, you know, I always leave room to be surprised.
And, you know,
thanks, Troy. Go ahead, Trigby.
Primaries, a lot of it comes down to who can raise resources to be on TV in places that others aren't and
right.
with the volume that they need or in people's Facebook feeds or wherever.
Yep.
So.
Okay.
Always have the experience both on television, radio, and online. Patrick Jerome Kreitlow. You can see him every morning from 6 until 9 on Mornings of Pat Kreitlow. Thanks, Pat. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
All right.
See
come
you,
on
Pat.
Back. Trigby and I will continue talking, take your phone calls next live from Shawnee, Wisconsin. First, the farm news on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
Green Career Week is just around the corner, and organizers hope it plants the seeds for a new generation of horticulture professionals. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you from the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll talk about this nationwide event after this.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Jasmine Alboron is the executive director of Seed Your Future, the group behind the nationwide Green Career Week, running October 6th through the 10th. The goal? To spark student interest in the multi-billion dollar world of horticulture. She tells us how you can get involved.
We are encouraging teachers, parents, educators, anyone that works with students to get them connected to a local horticulture business. So independent garden center, a florist, a breeder, a nursery, greenhouse, you name it. There are businesses right in the middle of urban settings, rural settings. They're everywhere. We just don't know, right? So Seed Your Future, if you reach out to us, we can help you get connected to a business that's in your area. You can set up field trips, go to these businesses and get to know them as employers. What are the different roles that they have and offer for students, for college students?
She says horticulture is a field that stretches from turf management to landscape design, even graphic design. Jasmine Alboron, along with us, who says Green Career Week is a chance for students of all backgrounds to connect with a career path that they may not have considered. More agribusiness news coming your way next.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
The road to Madison has meant bringing home first place honors for a few individuals. Wisconsin has been competitive this week, taking home second place in the 103rd National 4-H Dairy Cattle Judging Contest. UW-Madison finished in the top five in the 104th National Intercollegiate Dairy Cattle Judging Contest at World Dairy Expo. Congratulations again to the Wisconsin 4-H Dairy Judging Team and the UW-Madison Dairy Cattle Judging Team. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.7 WRCE.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 79.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matinee on Air.
We are delighted to be joined by the Executive Director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here.
We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial.
Matinee on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media host Greg Bach joins me to discuss the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. Then Civic Media's Catherine Lake talks about a big movie screening in Madison, and actor Dan Davies drops by. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Show live on location in beautiful Shawano, Wisconsin. Just about a half hour or so drive on west of Green Bay on Highway 29. It's a beautiful, this is what it's about. You understand? We like to be out in Wisconsin. Great to get back out here on location a little bit. Glad to be with you. Going to be talking to a state representative from Northeast Wisconsin, coming up here at hour number two at 3:35. Wisconsin State Rep Ahmad Rivera-Wagner. Talking about housing shortages in the state. And the great thing is he's bringing with him his own legislation as a way to say, hey, I'm not just going to gripe about something. I'm going to bring what I see as at least a partly a solution to address this. So that's fantastic. Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner will be along in hour two, as well as our green and gold text to win trivia. And overhead lighting or lamps? That is the question in hour number two for what's worse as well. We are joined, continue to be joined from outside our nation's capital via StreamYard by Mr. Trygve Olsen, River Falls boy hockey player extraordinaire, New York City pizza lover, and senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Trygve Olsen. And also, we should really get into, I don't want to not get into this, because Trygve, he joined us last week. He was down in Dallas. He took his daughter's great dad, Trygve Olsen, and was down in Dallas at Jerry World for the Packers versus the Cowboys. And it ends in a 40-40 tie. Trygve, you were there. Was it as bad in person as it was on television?
Gave me a headache, Todd.
Well, as a partial owner, you must be very upset about this.
Train going through in the background?
We do. They still have trains in Shawano County. How about that?
Yeah, all right. It was a wild game, Todd. It was really crazy. And then there was a lot of green and gold in that stadium. And I'd say it was about 50-50.
It and sounded Packer like it
fans,
on television.
We had Packer fans all around us and some Dallas fans. And it was hard to believe. And then, I actually thought the most outrageous part was the fact that they almost lost the game.
Yes.
Because of utter mismanagement at the end. I mean, 1 second, for God's sake. So,
right.
It wasn't very good. And then, of course, there was a piece of me that was kind of excited, because how often do you see an extra point blocked and returned by the other team for 2 points?
But, not what you want to see.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Very quickly, as we had other political stuff we'll talk about, but Mark Tauscher now on ESPN Wisconsin this week, who is the color analyst for Badger football games. Former Badger himself, former Green Bay Packer, Mark Tauscher. And we played the cut earlier this week on ESPN Wisconsin, where Tausch said, look, I'm worried. We have a guy like Mark Tauscher saying he's worried. It gives you a little bit of pause. I'm not one of these people that are like, oh, the season's over or whatever. Clearly, in the NFL, a lot easier to have two or three losses and still have a great postseason. But to me, it was much like the Badgers, Trygve. It was the sloppiness. It was the bad special teams play, a very porous defense. Those are the things that worry me more, not just the loss.
Yeah, I wouldn't go overboard on that. I'm less worried about the Packers. In fact, Tauscher. Maybe they picked the wrong former Wisconsin boy offensive tackle to be the athletic director.
Why'd you say that?
Why do I say they might have picked the wrong one to be athletic director?
Oh, I thought you were. I'm sorry.
I think I think Wisconsin Badger football is in way worse shape than the Packers.
Oh, 100%.
Fine.
Yeah.
Packers. 100%.
What are you making these people calling for? I mean, there are some knuckleheads. Well, I shouldn't say knucklehead. There are people now, you know, saying that LaFleur isn't the right person to get the Packers to a Super Bowl again, and trying to blame this all on him. Do you buy that, or are you not buying that?
No, I think that's foolish. I mean,
all right. No, I agree with you though on the Badgers.
The LaFleur is a good coach. Listen, it's two games. You know,
right.
after the first two games, everybody thought, oh, my God, the Super Bowl is ours. Just hand us the Lombardi Trophy.
Right.
And then, by the way, we saw the Lombardi Trophy that's going to be handed out.
That's cool.
Kinda cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they lose to Cleveland. The offense didn't look good. Mm. You know, Cleveland's defensive line was really good. And I will say this for the Cowboys. The Cowboys came into that game with a really smart plan, game plan, offensively 100%. For attacking the Packers.
Yep.
You know, Dak Prescott was not hanging out. There were not a lot of five-step and seven-step drops. He was getting the ball out. I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah, there's a lot of season left.
Remember the, in 2010 when the Packers won the Super Bowl, they had to win the last game to get in the playoffs against the Bears. Right. Everybody was like, "Oh, woe is me, we're done." Blah blah blah.
Packers off this week, have the bye. They're back in action again on Sunday, October 12th against the Cincinnati Bengals. You can hear it on select stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. Before we get back to politics, quickly go to the phone lines. Dick in Madison, listening on WMDX out of Madison, Wisconsin. Dick, you wanted to say something about the Packers quickly. Go ahead.
Yeah, real quick, I got to clean something up. I told you the other day I was wrong about that 8-0 start. I was right about it, and it wasn't his first season. Holmgren, remember when I told you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and then they lost out and didn't even make the playoffs. It was like its third season. And I should have remembered it because a guy I went to high school with and played football with in high school, Bob Woodsett, actually was the guy that hired Mike Holmgren. He was head of
Green Bay or Seattle?
In Seattle.
Yeah, in Seattle, yep. Yeah. No, I appreciate the clarification, but no, I mean, that's your point is well taken, Trevy. Dick was calling in the other day saying, look, I mean, you know, you can't always judge by starts out, Miguel, because once Holmgren went to Seattle, but I appreciate him cleaning that up. So no, I agree that Packers, a lot of season left, a lot of great things still.
It's not how you start the season, Todd. It's how you end it.
I think exactly right. The way that the Trump administration is starting out, maybe not starting anymore, we're, what, 6-7 months into this second term. But yesterday there was this very curious, to be polite about it, meeting of military leaders, 800 and some odd flag officers and generals at Quantico, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C. And Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, former Fox News weekend host, was addressing the troops, not just the troops, but the generals there at this auditorium. And he got off to a rocky... First of all, for those that don't know, Trevy worked for John McCain. You know, obviously, I don't know if there's anybody in the military that got more respect out of anybody than John McCain for spending, 5 years, right, in the Hanoi Hilton as a prisoner of war, Trigby?
Long time.
Yeah, but our military folks know when they're in uniform, especially, they are not supposed to...
I believe Todd was saying they're not supposed to make political comments. He can correct me when Elon decides to give him his internet back.
You froze, Todd.
Military officials, particularly when in uniform.
Yes, particularly when in uniform, are not allowed to applaud for partisan political things. I mean, if it's celebrating the United States or whatever, but generally it just doesn't happen. So these leaders, military leaders, are put in a weird position. Here is Secretary Hegseth addressing this group of flag officers, generals, and he insults veterans of our military, particularly our generals.
The new compass heading is clear. Out with the Shirellis, the McKenzies, and the Millies, and in with the Stockdales, the Schwarzkopfs, and the Pattons. More leadership changes will be made, of that I'm certain. Not because we want to, but because we must. Once again, this is life and death.
That was Secretary Hegseth. And just for reference, General McKenzie was a person who warned of the Iraqi threat numerous times. General Milley, of course, saw some of the most combat of any general in American military history, from those that actually follow this and know it. here's another one where he gets into the, I'll call it, mess around and find out. It's better known by another name. Here is Hegseth yesterday at the Pentagon.
Should our enemies choose foolishly to challenge us, they will be crushed by the violence, precision, and ferocity of the War Department. In other words, to our enemies, F-A-F-O. If necessary, our troops can translate that for you.
Of course, it means something we can't say on the air. We'll just say mess around and find out. And finally, this is the way Secretary Hegseth ended his speech to the flag officers and generals at Quantico, Virginia yesterday.
Move out and draw fire. Because we are the War Department. Godspeed.
Room, attention.
And just in case you're wondering, at the end, that was not like a rousing, yeah, go. It was whoever the person in charge was calling everybody to stand up at attention and simply stand as secretary left. There was zero applause. Trigvi, we haven't even gotten to President Trump's comments yet, but you worked for John McCain. Your reflections?
Yeah, I just think, you know, I don't know. I don't want to. I have no idea what he would be saying about it. I know he'd have an opinion. That's, you know, and I don't think it would be a positive one, probably. But I think, you know, even this is the thing. Even the calling it, we're going to call it, we're not the Defense Department anymore. We're the War, yeah, Department. There is this bravado. There is this screwing around and this desire for chaos. And there's a lot of cosplay in this. I mean, I know Pete Hegseth has served, obviously, but, you know, there's the whole thing about I want generals who are physically fit. That's got to be coming straight from Donald Trump, which is ironic, mm-hmm, given that he's the commander in chief and he doesn't meet the 75% physical male threshold that they've set by any means. I think people have to ask themselves: are we about defending our nation, or do you want to be at war, and do you understand what that means, and not all conflicts are going to be what Americans have seen as conflicts. You know, it's just, we're headed towards a very bad place. We're like the guy who's walking into the bar looking to start something that, quite frankly, we probably don't want to start.
Let's go to the first cut of President Trump yesterday addressing military leaders at Quantico, Virginia, where he is met with silence as he took the stage.
I've never walked into a room so silent before. This is very, don't laugh. You're not allowed to do that. You know what? Just have a good time. And if you want to applaud, you applaud. And if you want to do anything you want, you can do anything you want. And if you don't like what I'm saying, you can leave the room. Of course, there goes your rank. There goes your future. But you just feel nice and loose, okay? Because we're all on the same team. And I was told that, sir, you won't hear a murmur in the room. I said, we got to loosen these guys up a little bit.
Donald Trump yesterday talking to military leaders. Weird is certainly one word for it. Come on back. We're live from Shawnee, Wisconsin with Trigvi Olson. More after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
as Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. As President Donald Trump seeks retribution against the prosecutors and law enforcement who investigated him, some of his 2020 allies are on the hook in civil court. Dominion Voting Systems and Smartmatic prevailed last week over Rudy Giuliani and Mike Lindell for their defamatory statements against the voting technology companies. Dominion sued Giuliani, former mayor of New York and Trump campaign lawyer, for $1.3 billion, claiming that he made false statements about Dominion's electronic ballot tabulators being rigged to tilt the election to Joe Biden. Dominion has previously won a $787 million settlement from Fox News and $67 million from Newsmax for similar claims. September 26, Dominion announced a settlement with Giuliani, though the amount is still unknown. In the past 2 years, Giuliani has been disbarred, filed for bankruptcy, and was indicted for trying to overturn the 2020 election. Also on September 26th, a federal judge found MyPillow CEO and election denier Mike Lindell defamed voting systems company Smartmatic. The yet-to-be-decided damages may hinge on whether Lindell knew his claims the machines were manipulated were false. Lindell still faces a suit from Dominion. President Trump announced last month Giuliani would be awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. If you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Welcome back to the Tallow Ball Show, live on location in beautiful Shawnee, Wisconsin. We are just a few blocks away from the Shawnee County Fairgrounds. I don't think Toby Keith ever played here. Maybe he did. But hitherto unknown fact, and Trigby, one of your favorite people at Civic Media, probably your favorite person, because I know I'm not, Terry Barr. Terry Barr is from this
Terry
area.
Barr
grew
is...
up. Yes.
Well, she's a legend, Todd.
She is a legend, and she grew up here in Shawnee, and I think she was at this concert years ago, as was my stepmother, Mary, years ago, before Garth Brooks was Garth Brooks. He played the Shawnee County Fair right before he exploded and became a superstar, and he kept it, even though he was on the verge of exploding, he kept his, as a star, he kept his contract and showed up at the Shawnee County Fair, I think right around the time, like, Friends of Low Places was going to number one, so
yeah,
there you
go.
Yeah,
that sounds
big,
right.
Big,
I remember hearing her say that.
Oh, yeah, big area for country music here, Trigby.
Well, I've I don't doubt that. I mean, the thing about Terry Bauer is she's not as good once as she once was. She's just legendary.
She's just good.
She's like GOAT. Yeah, she's good.
Right. Great.
She's timeless.
She is timeless, and she's always great. You can hear her, of course, every evening from 6 until 9 or a little bit later on WMDX on Max 8 Radio.
Rocking the house.
That's right. You can also catch the program via the Civic Media app if you don't live in the Madison area. And, of course, she does our Slice of Wisconsin. She does the new Wisco Weekend Show out of Green Bay and Oshkosh. She's everywhere. Terry Bauer is so we and she's kind enough after all that she's won numerous Emmys, but yet still she's willing to be she does our intro every day. So how about
speaking
that?
Speaking of that part of the state and big name acts who were there just before they hit it big, I think Taylor Swift had a concert in Green Bay,
really,
just before she hit it big too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did not know
that. One of her first like shows that she did. Yep, I remember reading.
Very
about
good.
That. There was something about because Lambeau Field wasn't on, and she's like, oh, I played Green Bay the first tour I ever did.
Mm. Wow. Yep. That's fantastic. Zomers tells me I might have misspoken. Max Inc. Radio is not every, it's every Saturday night. I'm sorry, every Saturday night from 6 until the lights go out. Here on the Civic Media Radio Network on VNW MDX. All right, Trigby, I guess just to put a point on this thing that we were talking about earlier with what's happening out in D.C. yesterday with Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump addressing these military leaders. Normally, you and I like to leave people with hope, and I obviously still think there's hope. But this is kind of a dark stuff, Trigby, because I think – my opinion, you've actually taken on authoritarians in Eastern Europe, but tell me what you think. This whole thing of telling military, literally telling them yesterday, if you have a sinking feeling right now as you hear this, then resign. I mean, Hegseth told him that. And Trump saying, you know, this is take on domestic terrorism. You know, the Constitution says all enemies, foreign and domestic, and calling out, Memphis and Chicago and Los Angeles and Portland by name. This doesn't feel good to me, Trigby.
Well, it's pretty abnormal, Todd. And, the thing is, the people who are subscribing to it, yep, those places, they're a disaster. it will be your town eventually, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, the other thing about this is, and this is the thing. Can you imagine if Barack Obama had been saying, you know, we need to be sending troops to, wherever,
Shawano,
Small Town USA, Shawano, right,
I very mean, very red county,
right. I will also tell you it's ironic because, and you know, we've it's this part isn't ironic, but. You know, as we've been traveling around to go see the Packers play in all these places, right? I love the fact that my daughters are getting to see all these major American cities. Like, we were in San Francisco. You know what? Everybody in that stadium stood up and sang the national anthem and had pride. We were in Dallas, a red state, same thing. There were homeless people all over the place in San Francisco. You know what? There were homeless people all over the place in downtown Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, and we can have a conversation about how sad that is, but you never hear him say, well, we need to deploy federal troops to Dallas.
Right.
Why is that? I mean, this, if either side doing this, it isn't, it's a little bit like the whole thing with Jimmy Kimmel. It isn't about your side. It's about how would you respond if the other side were doing it to you? And if you would be outraged by that, then you should be outraged if your side is doing it. And not somewhere along the way, all this, what about? You know, there's just a piece of me, that's so disillusioned with Generation X, the baby boomers. I mean, my God. But what is wrong with Generation X?
That does trick me.
I know. We're going to go down as the worst generation in the history of
America. You think so? The worst?
Potentially.
Man.
Because the baby boomers might be the ones who are screwing it all up, but we're the ones who've just gone along for the ride.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah.
Where's our who are the Generation X leaders?
That's a great question.
We haven't had any. Yeah. And the ones that we've had, what have they done? Paul was one of them.
Paul Ryan.
What did he do? He quit the fight and went and went. He quit the fight and went and did a bunch of board stuff because it's like, well, I just don't want to fight with Trump. Cashed out.
Yeah.
We have been so pampered. It's crazy.
Trigby isn't always just good. Sometimes he's always good as well. We appreciate him every Wednesday. Trigby, enjoy the weekend off of the Packers. Go Crew. He's a Twins fan. We'll see you next Wednesday. Thanks, Trigby.
Yeah, you guys are in the playoffs. That's something we don't know about.
That's true. Stay tuned. Hour two is next. Text to Win.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawmakers in the Senate failing to pass a stopgap measure to end the federal shutdown in another vote today. 750,000 government workers impacted that are furloughed, and Vice President J.D. Vance echoed President Trump's threat that permanent layoffs are likely next.
The question is this just a threat at this point to try to put pressure on Democrats, or will they actually follow through on this? And we have seen this administration, of course, cut agencies, cut departments, and cut federal workers by significant numbers as part of that DOGE effort.
ABC's Karen Travers. Republicans need the help of Democrats to pass a measure to extend government funding. The Supreme Court, without explanation, moved to allow Lisa Cook to remain as Federal Reserve Governor after President Trump appealed to the highest court to remove her, alleging mortgage fraud, those allegations she denies. The decision allows Cook's case to proceed in the lower courts. Acclaimed primatologist Jane Goodall has died. Her institute announced the 91-year-old died of natural causes. This is ABC News.